USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scotch. The first shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine left Pfizer's facility in Michigan this morning. About 3 million first doses will start arriving in states on Monday. Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans who were on the fence about taking the vaccine to reconsider.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical. The data is out there now. It's been discussed in a public meeting, all the details of the safety and the efficacy.
Clashes between opposing sides following pro-Trump rallies on opposite coasts of the U.S. on Saturday led to more than two dozen arrests, one person shot, several others stabbed, and police officers injured. Rallies were held in D.C. and Washington State. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump was dealt another legal blow on Saturday as a federal judge rejected a lawsuit in Wisconsin. The president sought to toss out more than 220,000 absentee and early in-person ballots in two counties where he earlier paid for recounts. U.S. District Judge Brett Ludwig said the president's arguments failed as a matter of law and fact. A poll by Fox News found that more than half of the 1,000 voters they surveyed nationwide say President Trump's continuing legal challenges are weakening American democracy. Only 37% said the president should run again in 2024. Rapper Lil Wayne could be headed to prison. Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. pleaded guilty to a federal firearm charge on Saturday and faces up to 10 years behind bars. He was restricted from possessing a firearm because of a previous felony conviction. Sentencing is next month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
China's Chang'e 5 space capsule has begun its trek from the moon back home. A lander touched down earlier this month, drilled into the moon's crust, and scooped rocks and debris directly off the surface. The probe is expected to land in northern China in the Inner Mongolia region with the material brought back from the lunar surface, the first since the Soviet Union did so in 1976. The best shooting star display of the year happens late tonight. The Geminids meteor shower peaks, sending hundreds of bright colored stars shooting across the sky from nightfall into the early morning hours. It is the remnants of asteroid 3200 Phaethon from several thousand years ago. A clothing company known for its environmental branding turns away an order from an oil and gas company. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Inovex Downhaul Solutions says it was recently denied an order of jackets by the North Face, a popular outdoor recreation company, because they are in the gas and oil business. Inovex, based in Houston, says they were planning on getting each of their employees a Christmas gift. This year, it was supposed to be a North Face jacket with an Inovex logo. Instead of sending the company the jackets they requested, the company received a letter from the North Face saying they don't want to support the oil and gas industry in the same way they'd reject something from the porn industry or tobacco industry. Local TV stations in Odessa have reached out to the North Face for comment, but they have not yet responded.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.